thousands of Muslims respond to the gospel in North America. Russian youth are searching for truth. And an animated film makes its debut in India at Easter. These stories and more straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Terrorism in the last 7 days has killed more than 200 people in Iraq alone. Those responsible? Muslim fundamentalists. What's interesting is that God is working in the lives of Muslims. The Bridge International supported Ariel Edwardson, an evangelist from Norway, is sharing the gospel in Arabic through creative programming on the internet.
What really shocked me is that the great response come from Arabs in the United States and Canada. In the last few months, more than 30,000 Arabs living in North America have responded and are interested to be saved and interested in the gospel.
According to Edwardson, Arabs in the United States are ready for the gospel.
It's the right field. We can bring them the gospel, and the gospel make people peaceful. So I have been a little surprised that so few American great television evangelists I'm not focusing on these.
Edwardson believes many Muslims are tired of the violence and are looking for peace. They're finding it in Christ. Next, the Muslim population's growing in the Ukraine. Russian Ministry Sergei Rakhuba says Joseph Stalin forced many Crimean Tatars who are Muslim out of Ukraine and into Siberia and other parts of the former Soviet Union. But they're returning.
Today, there it's estimated over 250,000 Crimean Tatars have moved back to Crimea. And those villages and little towns are growing rapidly. They start building mosques.
Rakhuba says the regional ministry center in Sevastopol recently held a conference to train national believers to take the gospel to Muslim people, especially Crimean Tatars.
This is an opportunity, and since they're more kind of secular or nominal Muslims, and easier to reach to their younger generation, and when young Christians are properly equipped for that, there are lots of fruit.
Funding is needed to do even more training, which could be a bridge deeper into the Muslim world. You're listening to Mission Network News. More than ever, Russian youth are ready to hear the gospel. They're searching for their Russian identity in a culture that's increasingly more materialistic and less spiritual. Eugene Bakhamutsky leads all youth ministry work in Russia with the help of the Slavic Gospel Association. Recently, they had an amazing evangelism experience in college dorms.
Every door which we knocked, every person we should talk to wanted to talk about Jesus Christ. And just because they lost hope in drugs, they lost hope in entertainment stuff, they just wanted something serious, something real.
Youth ministry's brand new in Russia, and while there is great prospect for sharing the gospel, there's a lack of trained youth pastors.
Because of opportunity so great, and many people really involved Bible teaching churches, we have more than 20,000 young people, but we have less than 500 really trained youth pastors.
Learn more at our website. Meanwhile, if you haven't heard of the Jesus film, you're one of only a handful of people in the world that hasn't seen the story of the life of Christ. According to the most recent statistics, the Jesus Film Project is just 26 languages away from the 1,000 translation mark. With 216 translations of the film in process, the ministry's close to hitting that milestone. Coupled with the audio version, more than 201 million people have indicated decisions for Christ. An animated version is currently in development. And finally, hundreds of millions of people in India will be able to see the Godman film this Easter. It's a new animated version of the Book of Hope, which will be aired on cable and in homes and churches Easter weekend. As many as 2 million children who see the film could also be given the Book of Hope. The Godman has already been formatted for 4 cultures and 14 languages. Pray that many come to know Christ's hope through this film. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Back to the Bible's making available Woodrow Kroll book, Little People, Big God, stories of little superstars in the Bible that had a big impact in their world. It could teach you how to impact your world. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's Little People, Big God at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.